service with you again tonight. And I'm grateful the Lord's given us this time together. I do ask earnestly for your prayers that God would help us for just a few moments as we look in the Word of God. I want to read tonight from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16. The Gospel of Mark, chapter number 16. I'll begin with verse number 1. If you have a Bible and want to turn and follow along with us as I read the Word of God, we'll read from Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and begin with verse number 1. When you find your place, if you're able to, I'd ask you to stand, and by standing, we'll give honor and reverence to the reading of the Scriptures. If you'll remain standing after we read, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. And I again ask you to pray that God would help us and have mercy upon us tonight. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, and we're looking at verse number 1. The Bible said, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they had looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he saith unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him, as he said unto you. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you for the reading of the Word of God tonight. Thank you that you preserved the Scriptures unto this generation. Thank you for the portion you directed our heart to. Thank you for the privilege to be among the people of God tonight. Thank you for the songs of Zion and the prayers, the offering, everything that's been done tonight. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you most of all for loving me and saving me. I thank you for putting me in the family of God. I thank you, Lord, for that blessed day. Our Lord, that you saved me by your grace. I thank you, Lord, for calling me to preach and for this open door. Now, I realize that I'm conscious tonight that without your touch and anointing, I'll not be able to do anything tonight. But I pray for just a few moments you'd have mercy upon me and these that await my words. And Lord, anoint these lips of clay that I might proclaim the truths of the Word of God. Give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual understanding that I might preach, Lord, thus saith the Word of the Lord. I pray I can be pliable and usable in your hands for just a few moments. I pray you'd say through me what you want this congregation to hear. I pray you'd prepare their hearts how to receive the Word of God this morning, this afternoon. God, I pray you'd awaken sinners to their need of you and draw them to you. I pray, God, you'd stir the saints. I pray you'd encourage and discourage. Strengthen the weak and feed the hungry. I pray, God, we'd leave here better than what we've come tonight. I pray we can leave here revived, renewed, refreshed. I pray with a greater desire to live for you and Lord, to do those things you'd have us to do. Well, God, now I pray you touch us with that touch that no man can preach without. And oh God, have your way among us. Above everything I'd ask tonight, I pray you'd get honor and glory under your wonderful name. For everything I ask in Jesus' name, and for our sake we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing tonight. The Bible said in verse 5, and entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side. Now, on yesterday and again last night and tonight, if God would help me, I've been trying to preach on the right side. On yesterday morning, we preached on the right side of the altar. Luke chapter 1, verse 11, Zacharias is offering at the golden altar of incense, and there appears to him an angel standing on the right side of the altar. Then on last night, out of John chapter 21, we talked about when Jesus has come to the disciples the third time after his resurrection, and there as they have fished all night and taken nothing, and he asked them, do they have any meat? And they answer, no. He says to them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. God would help me tonight as you would pray for me for just a few moments. I'd like to try to preach tonight from this passage on the right side of the sepulcher. The right side of the sepulcher. Now, the Bible tells us here, according to Mark's account, about the resurrection of our blessed Lord. The Bible tells us that the women have gone on this particular morning, this first day of the week, after that the Sabbath is passed, and they're headed, the Bible said, to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said they're bearing sweet spices as they go. Somewhere from the time that they have, my friend, left home with those sweet spices to anoint the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it dawns on them that there is a great stone upon the door of the sepulcher. And as they walk along, they begin to talk among themselves, who shall roll the stone away from the door of the sepulcher? Now they were going to do service for the Lord. As far as they're concerned, he's dead and gone. As far as they know, this is the end of the line. But they still, my friend, want to do him some type of service. Thank God, by anointing his body with these spices. Of course, Joseph, my friend, whose tomb he's buried in, and Nicodemus that took his body down from the cross, and my friend put that myrrh and aloe on that body and wrapped it up. My friend did it in a hurry. And they feel like that it's not going to last very long. And something else must be done. So they're headed in that direction to again do something for him that they love so much and they care so much about. Amen. Oh, God, help us. And as they go, they realize that they're not going to be able to perform what they have went to do if somebody doesn't roll the stone away from the door. But aren't you glad when they get there that the stone is already rolled away? Amen. I remind you tonight that quite often in our service for God, quite often in our endeavors to do something for our blessed Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we often, as we start out, my friend, with zealousness, with desire to do his work, but then we remember the stones that stand between us and accomplishing what we feel needs to be done. And often we wonder how the stone is going to be rolled away. Amen. It's too great for us. It's too big for us. And if we're going to do what God's called us to do, how in the world can we do it with the stone that's in our path? But may I remind you, if there's stones in your path of service for God, don't turn around. Don't give up. Don't stop on the road. Don't go back to the house and worry about the stones. In faith, keep headed the direction God told you to go. Keep walking in the path God told you to walk. Keep carrying what you are carrying to do for Christ. And I believe that when you get to that place of service, when you get to that place that you are going to give something for the Lord, that the stone that's in your mind, the stone that seems to be in your way, God will somehow take care of the stone and
and roll it away. I believe that God never does what we can do. Hallelujah. But when we can't do, that's when he does. Hallelujah. God never does for us what we can do for ourselves. But when we get to the end of ourselves, and when we in our best efforts are trying to serve God, God will step in and do what we can't do. And God will always open the door and roll away the stone where we can serve him and see him. I believe that tonight. Bless his name. Amen. I don't know what stone's in your path tonight. God help. Oh my. I don't know what stone stands in your way tonight. God help. But I'm telling you, hey God, if you'll go on in faith to do what you can do. Hallelujah. And by the way, he didn't ask you to do what you couldn't do, just to do what you can. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Thank God. Hallelujah. How was it important for two women? Thank God. How was it important for these women? Thank God. Did God recognize their service? Thank God. They're not doing it looks like much, but they're doing what they can. And I tell you tonight, if you do what you can, regardless of how little that it seems in the eyes of the world, regardless of how little it seems in the eyes of the brethren, hey God, if you'll just go and do what God's called you to do and do what you can, he'll take away the stone. Whoa, hallelujah. Hey God, he's interested in the little things that you can do. That's exactly right. Hallelujah. If he took time out to stop in the court of the women, hey God, at the treasury, and watch that widow woman cast in two mites, hey God, and praise her for it. He knows what you're doing. Hey God, he's not unfaithful to forget your work and labor of love. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. They're not doing it where anybody can see it. Hallelujah. The sun's not up good yet. It's still a little dark when they start out from the trail. But God sees it, and he takes away the stone. Hey God, in their path. Woo! That's exactly right. Amen. Hallelujah. And the stone is an obstacle. But when they get there, guess what? No stone. Hallelujah. No stone to stop them. Hallelujah. From doing the service of God. Amen. But may I say, not only is there no stone, there's no body. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Hallelujah. God had done took care. Amen. Of what they were coming to do. That's exactly right. Amen. And I ask y'all tonight, why is it that we are in such a service? Why is it that we're bearing such gifts and such spices to anoint a dead Savior? Amen. I'm telling you, in this modern church era that we live in, it looks like everything we're doing in the church is designed for memorials, is designed to anoint a dead body. Hey God, you see, their eyes wasn't opened, their understanding was not yet opened. Hey God, out of the fact he is going to rise again, all they knew was three 3 days ago. He died on an old rugged cross, and they laid his body in Joseph's borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you, you don't have to prop it up. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you, there's some things that we're doing today because the disciples have passed. We think didn't do it sufficiently. Hallelujah. So we got to add to it. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to bear our sweet spices. Hallelujah. But we don't serve a dead Savior tonight. We serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Thank God. There's no body in that tomb. Amen. Are you listening to me? Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, the reason some folks do what they do is they're trying to correct, add to what disciples of yesterday did not do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, if all you try to do is to straighten out some false doctrine of the past, you better go careful. Amen. Because if you try to get out of the ditch over here, thank God you'll overcorrect and get in the ditch over there. Hallelujah. And you know what'll happen to you? You'll leave with dead service. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this to you tonight. Take it for what it's worth. Some folks only separate, thank God, and have, thank God, certain rules and regulations in their life, thank God, trying to correct what somebody else has not done or has not completed. And the only reason they separate and they have standards or convictions, if so, they can point at somebody else and say, I am and she's not. I am and he's not. Go ahead with those standards and convictions if you want to. But you're just bearing spices to anoint a dead body. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I don't do what I do, and I don't do what I don't do because somebody else is not a doing. Hallelujah. Somebody else is a preaching or not a preaching. That makes no difference. Hallelujah. And I'm not doing something to be saved or to stay saved. Hallelujah. And I'm not doing something so I can say I've got something that you don't. Hallelujah. I'm just a doing it because I'm serving a risen Savior. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey. And I'm going to do it where you do it or not. Hallelujah. Because it ain't about you. It's about me and him. Well, bless his name. Amen. Well, well. And here they are. And they get down and stone is rolled away from the sepulcher. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, there's a lot of dead service in the Baptist church. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well be under the law. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. You may not have wicked works, but you got dead works. Hallelujah. You might as well have the blood of bulls and goats and calves, because that's all it does is leave dead works. But that blood, hallelujah, thank God, that precious blood, that blood that was offered to the eternal spirit, it'll purge your conscience from dead works how to serve the living God. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saved by works, but I'm not saved without them. And God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Somebody said everything God ordained will come to pass. Well, honey, He ordained we should walk in good works. Is that coming to pass? Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hey, thank God. I'm telling you, thank God they were went down and they wondered about the stone, but it hadn't been moved out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the stone was not rolled away where he'd get out. Hallelujah. I think he's already gone. Whatever you want to think, you can think about it. Hey, God, but the stone wasn't rolled away where he could get out. It was rolled away where they could get in. Hallelujah. Along that line, let me say this. The Philippian jail, thank God, I wasn't open where Paul and Silas could get out, but the doors were open so the jailer could get in. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, somebody said it right. Every open door is not an opportunity to leave. Amen. Thank God. Oh, bless His name. But the stone is rolled away where they can get in. Not to anoint His body. Not with sweet spices. Thank God. How to try to preserve, thank God, His body. That's what they want to do. They feel like Nicodemus and Joseph's myrrh and aloes. Thank God, is over with and use their purpose. There must be some more spices to prolong and preserve the body. Thank God. But they're too late. Hallelujah. He's already out. He's already out. He's gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And the other gospels, it talks about two angels. It talks about them sitting outside. I don't know what all transpires here, but evidently those two angels outside, one evidently comes inside, and they walk into that sepulcher with that open door, and there he sits on the right side of the sepulcher. Amen. He's on the right side of the sepulcher. I like that business, don't you? Now, I'm just going to preach. This is the same song I'm singing the third verse. Hallelujah. Some of you hadn't heard the first two, so it's going to be new to you. You that hear yesterday and last night, you'll hear the third verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I like the third verse of Amazing Grace, through many dangers, falls and stuff. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to sing the third verse tonight. Thank God. Preach to find out what the right side is. Thank God. The right side is the favorable side of God. Amen. So when that young man, Mark calls him, sitting on the right side of the sepulcher, he's sitting on the favorable side of God. The favorable side is the gracious side, or the grace side of God. Hallelujah. The right side, hallelujah. Well, bless His name. As far as the altar was concerned, was the north side, and that's the heavenward side. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. The right side's the obedient side. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Thank God. And the right side is the side where the angel is sitting and said, come see the place where the Lord lay. But He's not here. He's risen. Why, bless His name for that. Hallelujah. You know what? We don't make a pilgrimage annually, as some religions do, to the tomb of their prophet or the tomb of their, thank God, the one they worship. And some of you have been there, and it's like I have, but we didn't go, thank God, And my friend, to do homage, thank God, to his body, amen. But to just see the place where he did lay. Are you listening to me? That's a heavenward side. Hallelujah. Woo! When they stepped in and looked to the right side, they looked to the heavenward side. And looks like heaven has protested, thank God, against what's been done to Christ. And said, this ain't right. And this can't be. Hallelujah. Woo! You Jews and Gentiles, thank God, you religious leaders have done this to him. But heaven stepped up and said, wait just a minute. Hey God, you can't do that to him. He's innocent. He's undefiled. He's holy. He's separate from sinners. Woo! My Lord, help me. I can't preach just like this needs to be preached. Hallelujah. All of us couldn't preach it like it needs to be preached. Woo! Hallelujah. We've been preaching it for 2,000 years, but and it's still real tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, when I studied it this afternoon, weakness got all over me. My heart burned within me. I realized afresh and anew, hallelujah, that something wonderful had taken place in that borrowed tomb. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. When they looked on the right side of the tomb, they beheld the lowliness. The lowliness of God. 2 Corinthians 8:9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be made rich. Hallelujah. He humbled himself and became obedient. Thank God, even to death, the death of the cross. That young man said, I know who you seek. You seek him who was crucified. Woo! That's what we preach. We don't just preach Jesus. If you just preach Jesus, you're preaching a false gospel. Hallelujah. And the preaching of Jesus is not foolishness to the world. The world will embrace the preaching of Jesus. Hey God, but it's the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it's the power of God. Oh, hallelujah. And now we preach them crucified. That he stepped down from the royal palace of heaven and came to this sin-cursed world. Hallelujah. Hey God. He ascended and received gifts from men. But before he ascended, he descended. Hallelujah. He condescended. He was lowly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. But he said to Joseph of Arimathea, I'll take your tomb and I'll lay down there. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Oh, hallelujah. Hey, that was his choice. That was his humility. Are you listening to me? And let me ask you something. Isn't it amazing that Joseph of Arimathea, which was far away from that little place of Jerusalem, isn't it amazing that for some reason he came to Jerusalem and bought a burial place and was working on it? Hallelujah. Thank God. Most folks want to be buried in their hometown. But Joseph said, I need to buy a parcel of ground and make a tomb over yonder. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Hallelujah. And that is the place the Lord chose. ought to lay down. And that angel said, come see. The place where he lay had no place to lay while he's alive. But in death he laid down here. And the reason he laid down there is all them that was laying there could get up just like he got up. If he had not lain down, none of us that was laying in death could ever got up. But because he laid down, that made you and I could get up. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Woo! Amen. Come see on the right side the lowliness. Come see the love. The love of God. Amen. Romans 5:8. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Come see the place where the one that was crucified has lain. That's what he said. But heaven stood in protest and said, hold on a minute. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, come see the light. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm staying at Motel 6, and there commercially is, we'll leave the light on for you. And that's what he did. Hallelujah. If we had hope only in this life, we'd be of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. O.S.M. Lockridge said he just went down to the graveyard and made it a pleasant place to wait on the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'm glad he did. Whoop, hallelujah. When you lay your loved ones in the ground. Hallelujah. And by the way, we don't bury none of them. We just plant every one of them. If you bury them, they're forgot about. It's over with. But if you plant them, they're coming up again. There's hope of a tree. Hey God, if it's cut down by the sin of water, hey God, it'll bud and spring up. And that's what happened to our Savior. And because he lives, we can live also. Amen. My goodness. Woo! Hallelujah. What's on that right side? By them looking and seeing an empty tomb. I'll tell you what's on that right side. Our justification. Amen. He was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification. Is anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. That's Romans 8. Hallelujah. Verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea. Come and see the place. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. Is anybody listening tonight? I'm telling you, on the right side, hey, God held our justification. Well, bless his name. On the right side held our sanctification. Hallelujah. That if that spirit that raised him from the dead, hey God, if it dwells in you, it'll quicken your mortal body. Hey God, we've died with him, buried with him, raised to walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. And that right side is our glorification. Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope within himself purifieth himself, even as he is pure. How do you know? Hey, God, are you hoping for it? It's not hoping it'll rain tomorrow. It's not that kind of hope. It's a blessed assurance. It's a confident expectation. I've got the earnest of my inheritance. I've got the down payment on it. And as sure as I've got the earnest of the Spirit, filled with that Holy Spirit of promise. That's how sure that one glorious day I'll have a glorified body fashioned like another Son of God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me tonight. It's a killing me, thank God. But what a way to die. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. His death paid our debt. But in His resurrection, He received our acquittance. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. The Bible said that He received gifts for men. What did He need? He is in the bosom of the Father. He was beloved before the world ever was. What gift did He need? Hallelujah. And that was an heir to all of it. What gift would you give Him? But He received gifts. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Thank God. Not because He needed anything. Oh, but to be our mediator, He received the gifts for us, even to the rebellious. Hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. Oh, by Him getting up, that means He received gifts for us, led captivity captive, and gave gifts to man. Hey, everything He got it by His redemption office, His mediatorial office. Thank God, bless His name. And He didn't get them for Him. He didn't need anything else. Hallelujah. But He received them for us. Oh, thank God. And through Him we're saved and reconciled and justified and glorified. Hey, thank God. Sanctified, forgiven, pardoned, cleansed. Hey, God, we're in right standing with God. Hallelujah. We're made accepted in the Beloved. Oh, bless His name. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I can't hush tonight. I'm telling you, come see the place where the Lord lay on the right side. That's the heavenward side. Grace has come down to you. Heaven has kissed earth. Well, bless His name. And God, for Christ's sake, has saved old sinners tonight. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we have another one of them recesses? I'd like to shout around the building a while before I finish up and say glory to His name tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't know what all I had tonight I got saved. I've been finding out since. I still ain't got it all. I don't think I ever will while I'm here. And looks like it's going to take from now on to ever discover it all. Who in the ages to come shall show forth the exceeding riches of His grace. Looks like all eternity is going to keep uncovering something else I got in Him. Hallelujah. Well, bless His name. But I'm happy what I got tonight. And I knew that night I'd pass from death to life. I knew that night I'd got from out from under the condemnation. Hey, God. And the judgment and the wrath of God. And got on the favorable side. Well, bless His name. Hallelujah. Had no man been a sinner, Jesus had not died. But the love of Christ constraineth us. For we thus judge. If Christ died for all, then we're all dead. Had no man been a sinner, Jesus had not died. And had he been a sinner, he never would have risen again. Woo! Peter said to that crowd in Acts chapter 2, today of Pentecost, I, God, healed me and delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. You have taken and with wicked hands have slain and crucified the Lord of glory. But God has raised him from the dead, having loosed the pains of death, for it was not possible that he should be holden of them. Ooh, hallelujah. Why couldn't death hold him? Because he had no sin. And where there's no sin, there is no death. Hallelujah. Can I read you something else? His resurrection was his acquittal from the obligations he had come under. Not only was his resurrection his acquittal from the obligations he had come under, but it was our absolution through him for the debt we owed. So that once we're united to him by faith, our persons are justified, our sins are remitted, and our service accepted. Anybody, thank God, listening to me tonight? Where'd you find all that? On the right side. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing? Hallelujah. That the first to realize he is alive was these lowly women. Isn't it amazing that the vessel that Satan used to bring sin in the world was a vessel of womanhood? Isn't it amazing? Thank God. Oh, bless his name. Thank God that the hope of this world was brought in through the vessel of womanhood. Mary, the virgin, gave forth, thank God, a son. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Eve said to Adam, take this. I've eaten it. Hallelujah. But them women come back from the tomb saying, he's not there. He is risen. Hallelujah. Out yonder in the garden. Thank God, when Adam and Eve walked out, I stood the cherubim with that flaming sword. I saying, you can't get back in. There's life in here, but all you've got's death. But now on the right side of that sepulcher was that young man that said, come see. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Come into a death. Hey God, a place of death, there's life. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. And I tell you, that's where life is tonight. If a sinner will get to the cross where there's death, he'll find there's life down yonder in the empty tomb. Hallelujah. My Lord, I feel like preaching all night. Hallelujah. I'm glad that he's on the right side. And that's God's grace and God's favor. And that's heavenward tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, well. Come see the place where the Lord lay. That's where he was 3 days and three nights. Look at the grave clothes. They're not unwrapped. Hallelujah. The grave clothes look like they still got a body in them. But he's not there. He's risen. Hallelujah. Amen. These old grave clothes don't look much different tonight, but there's something on the inside that's alive. Hallelujah. And alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. And I bore the image of the earth, and I'm going to bear the image of the heavenly. You mark that down. Lord, there's still a lot of preaching left. I don't know if you can take it or not, and I don't know if I can get it, but hallelujah. I sure am glad. And they come in, he is on the right side. Come see the place where he lay. Hallelujah. 40 days of infallible proofs was to prove he was alive. Amen. Was to show and reveal to the disciples that he was alive. But that's not where they're to behold him. They were to see the place where he lay. But they were not to behold him just as someone that would appear every once in a while. No, no. Hallelujah. When you see the place where he lay, you need to see the place where he's sitting. And I tell you, the place where he lay is in relationship to the place where he's sitting. Hallelujah. He lay on the right side, and on the right side's where he's sitting. Hallelujah. 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 When he's 30 year old, John baptized him in Jordan, raises him up. The Holy Ghost, the form of dove, lights on his shoulder. And the voice from the excellent glory says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." He's favored. On the mountain of transfiguration, thank God, Peter and James and John about half asleep. Thank God, and they don't hear the conversation between Moses and Elijah and Jesus Christ when they wake up. How the conversation's over with, but they're all still white and glistening. They're in their glory. Hallelujah. And Peter wakes up enough to see something's going on that he ain't never seen before. He said, "Lord, it sure is good for us to be here. Why don't we just build 3 tabernacles and just stay up here always?" And that voice from the excellent glory, after Moses and Elijah went away, said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him." He's favored. Hallelujah. And when that angel favored of God, grace is poured into his lips. He is full of grace and full of truth. My God, it's a burning in my soul tonight. Hallelujah. And now I'm on the right side because God has favored him one more time and said, "Death, you can't have him. Hell, you can't hold him. Sin couldn't blot him." Hey, God, he's favored. And God has highly exalted him and raised him to his right hand and give him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. When he, according to Hebrews 1:3, by himself had purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So where he lay is in relationship to where he's sitting. Hallelujah. But he ain't just sitting. That young man said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay." In Acts chapter 6, the last verse said there's a fellow by the name of Stephen sitting before the council. And when they look over at him, they said, "Why, he's got the face of an angel." Yeah. Hallelujah. Two angels said to the men at Galilee, "Why stand you here gazing in the heavens? He just one way will come again in like manner." Hallelujah. But the last place they saw where he lay, and then they saw ascended. But here's old Stephen, and they're beating out his life. And he's a dying. But he said, "Hold on for a minute. Before you throw that other rock, go ahead and throw it. But let me tell you, before you throw it, I see Jesus standing at the Father's right hand." If someone's sitting, it means the work's finished. Never was a seat in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. Because the high priest never did get through. But oh, when he finished the work and offered himself without spot unto God, he obtained eternal redemption for us. And God said, sit down till thine enemies be made thy footstool. But when Stephen, the first martyr, was stoned, hallelujah, he said, I see Jesus standing. Hallelujah. If someone sits, thank God, they're just not getting involved in what's going on. They're just going to, thank God, be a bystander. Hallelujah. But if somebody's standing, it means they mean to get involved. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name. Thank God. Oh, hear me. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but the way my grandparents were and my parents, when somebody come to our house, we went to the door, we all stood up and said, y'all, come on in. Hallelujah. We never sat in the couch or the chair or stayed at the table. We always got up and stood up. And when Stephen was a dying, the Lord stood up and said, come on in. Hallelujah. I don't know that he gets up for everyone, but since Stephen was the first martyr, the first one out of the church, I got a feeling that was he. Hey, God. An indication that that's the way he felt about all the rest of us. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey. Oh, Lord. Stephen could have said they're killing me, but the Lord ain't taking a sitting down, and he's not tonight. There'll be a day, thank God, according to Revelation chapter 3, that the church, the Laodicean church, will shut the door on me and you and our Savior. But when they do, Revelation 4:1 says, there'll be a door opened in heaven, and when that one's opened and this one's closed, he'll say, come up hither. I saw where he lay, and I see him standing to welcome us home tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I won't tell you, because he's on the right side. I'm on the right side. Lord, I don't know if any more to go there or not. I need to quit. Hallelujah. I'm there tonight. I am there tonight. You better believe I'm there. I'm dead. My life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Oh, we had hope in this life we'd be of all men most. But now as Christ risen from the dead, right side, found favor, and become the first fruits of them that slept or sleep. When the first fruits got there, it was way before the Lord. God said, I accept the first fruits. And because I accept the first fruits, I'll accept all the rest of the harvest. He's the first fruits of them that slept. Hallelujah. I'm guaranteed a place there because my first fruit done got there. Hallelujah. And done been accepted. Hallelujah. He's the first begotten of the dead. Hallelujah. Oh, he is the only begotten of the Father, but he's the first begotten of the dead. That means there's some more going to be begotten from the dead. Hallelujah. I'm one of them. Hallelujah. First fruits, the first begotten. Thank God. Firstborn of men among many brethren. Oh, there's going to be some more, Brian. And he's the forerunner. Hallelujah. That means there's some runners behind him. Hallelujah. Woo! What makes you think you're going to get in? What makes you think you got a place there? Whoa! Because I'm united with him. I'm one with him. Well, hallelujah. Thank God. That's exactly right. I made accepted in the beloved. I don't have no righteousness, but I got his. I don't have no merit, but I got his. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I found grace in His eyes. I've been washed in His blood. I'm justified. I'm joined with Him. Hallelujah. I've then been raised to walk in newness of life. And I'm going to be raised, hey, God, with a glorified body. That's for sure and for certain. Amen. Hallelujah. I like being on the right side. No wonder the angel was sitting on the right side of the sepulcher and said, come and see. Come see the place. Come see the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come see the pardon. Come see the promise. Oh, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm in tonight. Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been raised with Him to walk in newness of life? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. What glory there is to be raised with Him. Sin has no more dominion. Free, I'm free. Free at last. Hallelujah. I'm free in Him. For He who the Son makes free is free indeed. Let's stand our feet tonight. If you're here unsaved, if you've here never beheld Him by faith, been joined to Christ, you ought to come tonight. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm not preaching cunningly devised fables. I'm not preaching fairy tales to you tonight. I am talking about reality. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not just talking about dead religion tonight. I'm talking about reality. Hallelujah. I'm talking about something that when I leave this place tonight and I go to that place where I'm staying and tonight there's nobody there, I'm glad I can talk to Him and feel the tug from the other world. Hallelujah. I know what I'm talking about tonight. Do you know Him tonight? Have you beheld the place where He lay? And have you beheld Him high lifted up tonight? If not, you ought to come. Sing when you, or play when you get ready. The altar is open to you as the sister plays on the piano. If you need to come to pray tonight. Maybe you've been defeated by looking around, discouraged. Maybe there's been stones in your path. Maybe you've been bearing spices for a dead body when you ought to be worshiping a living and risen Savior tonight. If there's a reason for you to pray, if there's a burden of prayer upon you, if you hear the voice of God, if you feel the wooing of the Spirit, I wonder would you come tonight? If you're unsaved, would you look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? Come to Him tonight. Would you do it? Hallelujah. Are you alive in Him tonight? What about it? You need to pray you come tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.